Nobody, like, listen. You're gonna end up pushed on rocks. Tutu Pele gonna pay you and visit. You're gonna learn the hard way not to take from the land, but for the land take from you. And if can. If no can, still can. Our podcast guarantee can. Welcome to I Tell You Podcast, where we talk story, highlight Kanako Ivi, and perpetuate Olalo Hawaii.
Right, like, okay, so we went to go hit one night, right? Mm-hmm. We went to our friend's house to go hit in a batting cage. And then we all had the brightest idea to go back up to the school. We're like, yeah, let's just go ghost hunt one night, right? We all thinking, not gonna have nothing, right? Not gonna have nothing. So we walked through like the school and stuff. We walked through main building, seen the elevator, like the creepy, you know the creepy elevators, like the light on the top just keep flashing,
yeah.
Like turns off and on.
Yeah.
We're like, ah, that's minor, right? And then we went to the dark alley, and then the classroom was open, like the windows opened when we were walking, and then the light turned on. So we were like, there's cars up there. So we were thinking like, oh, there got to be somebody up here, right? Look inside, nobody. It was a science class, so there was like, you know, the when you polarize a picture and it's like a pink light you need. So it was like that, right? So we were like, probably get somebody inside there, right? Inside the bathroom maybe or something. So we're like, we dig out from here, boring. So we went up to the middle school, and like, you know how they have that big field?
Yeah.
So we went to the back side by the gate, and you walk through the gate to get to the field, and it's covered in tea leaf. Like, you kind of see nothing, like, covered in tea leaf. And then, like, we're walking, then, like, there was a fat breeze that came by, hit the tea leaf. Like, a tea leaf tree fell down. We're like, nah, that's nothing. That's probably one of the boys messing with us. I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, maybe not. Because I don't think they're dumb enough to run over a tea leaf tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, I was like, you know what? I'm grabbing a tea leaf for myself. Grab the tea leaf off of a tree. I grabbed a cup of water, poured it all over the tea leaf. I started splashing myself with the tea leaf. And then all we heard was the poo blow in the air. I was thinking to myself, like, okay, wait, there's a house right up the road. Thinking to myself, like, what if they have a pool, right? But we heard it, and it sounded like it was all the way across. It was all the way across on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But then we look on the field, there's nobody. But then, like, that's what it sounded like. It was on top of the field. And the next thing you know, the sky just bangs blue. Just, like, that dark blue color. Like, you know how, like, in Finding Ohana, like, the flame turns that kind of blue? Yeah, like, that's what the sky turned into. And it was, like, pitch black, no moon, no stars. And it just turned blue, and then you just see straight clouds. But then, like, on the clouds, it looks like people walking on top.
No.
Oh, I looked up on it. All I heard was one drum beat. I was like, yeah, I'm out of here. Oh, I started sprinting to the car. I pushed my friend over, grabbed his keys. I sprinted to the car. I was the first into the car. I started the car. And then, like, I was thinking to myself, like, bro, what are we doing? Bro, we can die right now. We're going to die at one point. Next thing you know, everybody's back at the car. We're all sitting in the parking lot. Like, a bunch of idiots, right? Like, thinking to ourselves, like, nah, we should be fine in the parking lot. I'll get light, whatever. So, and then all we hear is sprinting from there. Like, and we're all at the car. But then, like, you just hear the bushes just winging. It's just honking like that. You just feel people coming. Like, it's a whole pack of people. Like, we're like, no, we're leaving, bruh. Let's get out of here. While we're leaving, all you can hear is just straight yelling behind our car. Like, just people yelling. And I was in the last car. There's two cars ahead of us, and that was all the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So they're ahead of us, and then me and my friend were in the last car coming. And all you can hear is people behind us screaming. Like, you just hear them screaming. But I was almost... I was ready for cry. That was the first time. I wanted for cry. And right there, boom, you just hear one more poo blow in the air, and then it stopped. And then we were going home, and I tried to mess with my friend. So he told me to play music.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a poo. Oh, bro, he started to scream, bro. He's like, no, not again. Oh, bro, I just started roll laughing.
Yikes.
It was scary but funny. Like, the night was scary, but it was, like, it was pretty fun. I'm never doing it ever again, though.
Good.
I'm never doing that again.
Have any of you had experience with night marchers?
Not night marchers.
Well, when you grow up from Molokai, obviously you're going to experience that kind of stuff. So I guess I should go there.
Yeah, cool.
I've never...
You up?
I'm up. Mine was... It wasn't similar to Kolkata's because we were at a camping trip.
Wow. Yeah.
So I didn't get to, like, see.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear. That was... In my opinion, that was pretty scary. Because so we were just regular day camping. And mind you, I'm probably like at least 10, 11
Where
at this
were you?
Time. Molokai.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oof.
Not the best place to be.
Maybe like just hearing things you can't see.
It wasn't like your experience because the sky never light up.
That was terrible, bruh.
For me, all I heard was marching in the distance along with drums going at a different pattern and stuff like that. And then the pool one time scared me so bad I didn't sleep that night.
See, right? But once you hear that pool in the air, right, it's just straight, like, you cannot, like, there's no going back after that. Once you hear that pool, it's like
oh, God.
Oh, I'm Paul. Paul Hanna today.
No, because... We knew what to do though. I knew what to do because Kumuhenamana explained it to us and everything. So,
what'd you do?
Turned around. I was face flat the whole time, and I just held my hands over my head, like that.
I didn't sprint away. Like I'm coward.
The thing was, I didn't know what direction they were coming from.
Oh me! No way! I was not staying there because I was out of there. Promise to God. Because I promise, I'd run to the next Gojova.
At the time, I didn't know if they were descending from the mountains or coming back from the sea, you know.
Can you explain what a night marcher is?
A night marcher, it's basically a fallen warrior, like one who's died on a battlefield, just coming from the mountain, reliving those moments and then going back up.
Yeah, it's like if you died in like a... the Battle of Kuomo.
Mm-hmm.
So all those warriors that have died are probably night marchers. Yes. Like when you fight in a famous battle like Kuomo'o, say Kuomo'o, there's another battle, the Battle of Oahu and Kamehameha,
mm-hmm.
when Kamehameha was taken over Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever warrior was killed in a famous battle is most likely to turn into a night marcher. Because their mana still lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their mana, since they're a warrior, it's different. It's not like if you were like a kid and a child.
Mm.
Like, if you're a child, then, like, you're probably just gonna, like, level. Your mana's gonna probably be there, but not as strong as that warrior's mana.
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends, because sometimes, wherever the EV is, the bones of the Night Marcher, if they're left there, then the Night Marcher will roam around in that area. Mm-hmm. Most likely, you should not disturb it.
Yeah.
Bad things will happen to you.
Not gonna lie, that's the usual thing of why night marchers come out, because like tourists say, I would say like one example is like, say a tourist goes on like a hail, and there's a bunch of sacred bones, right? And what are those sacred bones carry is mana, and what are night marchers? Basically mana. So it disturbs the peace, or you disturb a place that doesn't want to be disturbed. So it disturbs you right back. That's basically it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's what happened, you know, like Lisi.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened. I tell you.
I have many ghost stories. One of the more recent ones for me, though, was actually after a funeral.
Oh.
That's
scary. It wasn't anything to be scared of, though. I knew what it was since it wasn't a gray spirit, it was a white one, which is something you don't really fear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Remember Kumuhenamana told us about the gray and the white in the mala?
Not gonna lie, I forget. That was like 6 years ago, bruh.
Yeah.
I feel old now, story. Like, when we think about it, like, all these ghost stories we've learned since we're in fifth grade.
Yeah.
That was 6 years ago, guys. Six years.
That was an experience.
That was a very funny experience. Nah, but it was a fun experience, though.
Yeah.
Going back to class after lunch, next you know, there's just a video playing of, like, a ghost.
Oh,
like
he
every
like,
time.
Scare you guys for fun.
Yeah. He used to like
everybody.
He used to try and terrify us, like petrify us for life.
Oh my god, he used to come up behind us and scare us.
Yeah, literally, like he would turn off the lights on time, like while we're doing work, he'd turn it off, and like he'd be like, oh, paninamaka, po'i lalo, and we're all po'i lalo, and next you know, all we hear is a scream. Then all you hear is girls screaming, everybody screaming. Yeah. And you just hear this one guy just roll laughing on the ground. And we turn on the light and it's Kumuhelemon on the ground. Just chuckling.
I remember he used to tell us the most scary story, like the scariest story ever.
And then like afterwards, after he tells it, he just like jump scares you after.
Yeah, he goes up to a random kid and he just goes, and then...
Yeah, and then like, and then he's like, and then like, you know how like a little kid is, and like, you're waiting for it, you're like, what, and then next you know, just, rah! And then you just jump.
It's hilarious.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah, he used to do that. He used to do that to
Pulama
a lot, right?
Pulama and Kealana. No, not Kealana. Kealana. My bad. No, yeah, because those two were like the most skittish ones.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
we gotta get him on the podcast. Have him tell us some stories.
It would be so funny.
Oh my god, he has the kill ones, the guy was stuck on the road.
The Polly one. Yeah, the Polly one. The Polly. No, that's the Polly one when he got stuck on the road. That's the Polly one.
What about the guy at the red car?
That was when the guy never helped the guy in Pele. Yeah. He never helped Pele or something.
Oh. And then the guy that did help Pele.
Yeah, there was a guy that did help Pele. Yeah. And then there's the guy that never helped her. And then there's the Kumpo one.
Yeah, and then the Vahina in white. God.
That's basically Pele's story. It's just a different type of story.
But there was a lot involving Pele.
Yeah, there's a lot because she could take a lot of Kinoloa.
Yeah.
She had a lot of Kinoloa.
He used to tell the one in the boy in Waipio.
That one was trippy. Scary. That was with the Vahine Mo.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Let's hear it.
Okay, how did the story start?
So one day back in, before Kumamel.
Okay.
Before Kumamel was born, so there used to be a lady that lived in Waipio River, into the valley.
Yeah.
Before the big Ana.
The big pond.
Yeah. Before the yeah. So, before long time ago, we used to call her Vahine Mo'o, right? So it was a half. Vahine, half mo'o. So like her
torso,
yeah, from her torso, or no, maybe from her like her, yeah, like, yeah, so like from her opu, like, yeah, like from her opu up, yeah, was a beautiful vahine,
huh.
But then like from the rest down was on straight mo'o. Oh, yeah, like the tentacle, like the tail, yeah, and all, yeah, kind, yeah.
Ooh.
So before, she used to live in the pond. So it's like, you know how like rivers go into one big pond.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to live inside there. So she used to have like a cave that would go inside.
Okay.
So it was weird, like an air pocket. So like the water would cut off and it was just air.
Yeah.
So that's where she used to live.
Okay.
So a bunch of young boys, or maybe not, I wouldn't say young boys, but like 20s. Yeah, like 20s. Early 20s, maybe 18, 19s.
Okay.
Around there. So they would always go to this one pond and they would always see her, but only half of her.
Oh.
They would only see half of her. So she would like greet them, whatever. She'd make like she's showering, all that kind of stuff. And then one day they went there, never seen her. So, yeah. So like they were trying to make trouble. They're making trouble in the water. And then one of the boys got took from underneath in the pond.
They pulled him down.
She pulled him straight down into the thing. So, and then the other boys didn't know where he went. Because they thought he just dove down.
Yeah.
So one of the boys went to go look for him. He disappeared. And next, you know, one by one, there's like three of them. So like one by one got taken away. Besides the last one.
Okay.
The last one got out the water. So I guess the two boys, the Vahine Mo'o, she used to keep them. But she never used to eat them. So she would tell them, you can try and run away. Or she would like word it weirdly. She would be like, you can try and run away, but I'm going to eat you. Or you can stay in here, do whatever I say for you to do, and I'm still going to eat you. So it really, there's really no win-win here.
Yeah.
It's just a straight lose-lose. So what Hawaiians used to do after that fact, after that boy that ran away, he told everybody. So now what we do is whenever we go to like a river and it has a pond, You grab like a tea leaf.
You just throw it. One log.
Yeah, no, yeah. No need the whole thing, but you just throw one log on top of the water. If it floats, she no stay. Okay. If it sinks, no go inside. I wouldn't go inside. It's trippy. It was a trippy story. When Kumailawano told us it was trippy.
No, even Nineveh trips me out too. Like every time when I jump, and there's like that big puka underneath Nineveh, like in the water. There's, like,
Oh, yeah. Like,
pool, like when I jump in the water, bro, you can't, like, when
you kind of see nothing. You
can see, like, the outline of the
pool. Because, like, when you look at the ana, and it's like the outside looks shallow. So, like, you really only can jump into the puka.
But when you go, like, right by the waterfall, oh, like, there's this big puka. Like, it's so deep. Like, when I look down, I just get scared.
Yeah, guarantee.
Yeah. And the thing
I'd be scared, too. Like, come on now.
When you go to ponds, you cannot see the bottom.
No, yeah. This one, you can see the bottom.
Really? In Waikio?
Yeah. It's kind of, like...
Have you seen it?
On some days, it's, like, super clear. But then, like, if the sun hits it right...
Yeah.
Like, you can see right through and you can see the whole thing. Ooh, and it's, like, crystal clear.
That's cool.
There, you cannot find bodies, so I promise you.
Yeah, you can't see nothing. No, yeah, you can't see anything.
She eats them.
Yeah, you don't know when the hole's going to end or something.
I know, yeah. Really? Like, it looks, like, bottomless. Mm. But then I guess because it, like, it cuts off, yeah, so it comes like this and then goes into the mountain.
Mm.
It's kind of different.
So now you know when you go sleep. it's not just some random thing we do, it's to protect ourselves.
Yeah,
we're going swimming in a waterfall pond over spring break. in Kauai.
Oh god. Okay, so Kauai, was it Kauai or Maui that's known to have for like having all the entities on it?
Oh, you still like listen?
Yeah, it's Molokai.
It's not your.
It's okay. Don't
have to. I mean, Molokai has most of it, but like the well-known ones is what I'm talking about.
Well-known. I'm actually not sure about that.
Oh wow, we went up time,
huh? Yeah, that's all good. Look, we're still going.
Yeah.
So. Okay, bring some tea leaf.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely, take tea leaf.
If you
definitely
don't bring tea leaf, just
take one from over there. No, yeah, because whenever you
you
go to like a river or pond, guarantee you're gonna have tea leaf.
You gotta have, or at least throw one in.
Okay.
Because if you don't, then there's a possibility of you not making it out.
Okay.
Nah, get choked. Nah, get guaranteed you come back home. Just.
Minus scrap.
Her grip.
Her grip is mental. Yeah, I guess her grip is mental.
Like, if you escape it, you're gonna have bruises on you for a long time.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
Not gonna lie, I think I'd rather have bruises than look like a hammer. I'm gonna tell everybody a different story.
It's like,
you know what I mean? Yeah,
it's
like,
you
know what I mean? Like, oh, I catch her out of the water. I hit her with that 1-2, almost good, and I'd run. But she didn't catch me with her tail, so I'd eat it. You know what I mean? That's all I would say.
Because I tell you, the mo'ovahine is so crazy, but. Mahalo for listening and stay tuned for the next episode of I Tell You Podcast. Mahalo.